Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We're enjoying some sunshine and 70 degrees. It's officially baseball weather, and it's about time. And we're going to talk some baseball with Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Our conversations with Rosie are brought to you by Erie Burger Company in the Avon Lake Town Center right off Walker Road. You can try many of their homemade sandwiches. You can also try a burger made with local grass-fed beef. They've got fresh-cut fries for you to choose from as well. Make sure you visit Erie Burger Company. Rosie, a pleasure to have you on as always. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bull. How you doing?
Lovely. Enjoying the fact that we've got lots of sunshine, and we're hopeful that will continue throughout the rest of the homestand. And I want to start with something that was on my mind last night, wrapping up the month of April, and now, of course, we are in the first day of May. Now that we're officially a month into the season, just some general thoughts and some trends that stand out to you over the first few weeks of the season.
Well, clearly on the positive, the starting pitching has been excellent for the most part, and at times dominant, and a big reason why the Indians are over the 500 mark here heading into the month of May. The offense has been slow to get clicking on all cylinders. They've been really home run reliant, but I think the thing that you can point toward is, and last night's game is a great example, I think there were five hitters in the Tribe lineup last night batting 175 or below, and you know that's not going to continue. So I think there's some real optimism there for what could happen offensively, and they need to get the bullpen sorted out. I think a big theme in spring training was how would they replace Brian Shaw, and I don't think they've answered that yet. There have been some meltdowns in the bullpen, and it's been especially glaring with the injury to Andrew Miller. So that's something that they're going to have to work through, and I think we might have mentioned that, you know, that might be a work in progress for several months here as they try and sort it through, maybe see what options there are on the outside and then what they have within the system to lengthen that bullpen and make it deep again, which was such a big key over the past couple of years.
Sure, and I know something that's been discussed as far as Brian Shaw goes, you know, I was always one of those in Brian Shaw's corner. I think he was fantastic, and I think with a lot of folks that were critical of him, you just don't know what you've got until it's gone, and I think we're seeing just how important he was to this bullpen last year. Like, it's tough to sustain an injury to anybody, but someone of the magnitude of Andrew Miller, boy, not having someone like Brian Shaw really beginning to show, but the Indians certainly do have some options, and you also alluded there, Rosie, to the starting pitching. I want to focus on the guy that took the ball for the Tribe last night in Trevor Bauer. Jerry Krasnick recently wrote an article not only talking about the changes that we've seen in the numbers posted by Trevor Bauer over the last couple of years and just how much better he has gotten on the hill, but there's definitely been a difference in his personality as well with the way he's been able to mesh with the other members of the clubhouse. You, of course, have been around Trevor Bauer ever since he's come up to the big league, so you've had a chance to kind of see that. And I just kind of wanted to get your perspective on that, the things that you've seen transpire as he's been able to mesh and mingle a little bit more with his teammates.
Well, it's interesting, Bull, because I think early on, I don't know how much of an issue it was for the team, but maybe for Trevor it was. I can remember after a good start, you know, he had mentioned that the baseball wasn't that much fun for him at that point. And you know, a lot of times that can be because of how things are going with your team and your teammates. And I think it was, you know, a challenge for him to mesh would be a good word. But, you know, what I think might have really put him over the top. And maybe there probably were good things happening well before this. But when he and Carlos Carrasco started making those baseballs last year with the caricatures of the players, different guys, I think that really brought him into the mix because it showed that, you know, he could have some fun with the guys, maybe poke a little fun at them, and it was okay. And some of that would come back toward him, but he and Carlos have grown pretty close, and you know, they're two pitchers who are having great success right now. So there has been a lot of growth in that area. And you know what? Sometimes it's just going from how you are at 23 to how you are at 27. I mean, there's some growth in there, and it's been nice to see. And I think it does make a difference in how he pitches every 5 days.
No, and I think it's interesting you mention that because you're right. There is definitely a difference being 23 and then progressing to 27. It makes such a gigantic difference. Now, each personality obviously is going to be totally different, but, you know, baseball clubhouses are forever changing. I mean, the Indians certainly are not immune to that, but do you think it's helped, though, that he's been a part of a rotation that, for the most part, has stayed together each of the last 3 or 4 years? He's been a part of something special during that stretch?
But it sure hasn't hurt, and there's some great people to follow, and the last thing Bauer is a follower because he does his own thing, but he still gets something out of watching Corey Kluber not only pitch every fifth day but work on his side sessions. They all go out there and watch each other throw on the side between starts. You know, he's gained a little bit from him. He obviously is close with Carrasco. And, you know, can he learn from Clevinger? Sure. And then he lockers not too far from Josh Tomlin. So, you know, I think there's things to be gained from everybody. And if you're not taking advantage of that in a major league clubhouse, you're probably not doing everything you can to be the best you can be. And you add that in to what he already does in search of trying to be a great major league pitcher. And it's a real nice combination.
We're talking Tribe with Jim Rosenhaus here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Our Conversations with Rosie brought to you by the fine folks over at Erie Burger Company and the Avon Lake Town Center right off Walker Road. Rosie, on a number of different things to address that actually have gone down since our last conversation, I want to bring up Melky Cabrera because I think a lot of people have different expectations of Melky Cabrera. A lot of folks don't know how much he's got left. His numbers were pretty doggone good last year for a guy his age. Any idea when he will be able to contribute?
I think it's still at least 2 weeks off because he's in Goodyear right now, and they're trying to make sure that he gets in baseball shape. Now, the word is that he did some great work just conditioning and body work-wise this offseason. He's lost some weight. He's moving better in the outfield, which will be a key when he gets here. If he gets here, and I think it's more when than if. So, you know, I think they want to make sure that he doesn't skip any steps so that when he gets here, he's hitting the ground running and in a good place. So he's finishing up that time in Goodyear, and then he's going to go to Columbus, and he'll stay in Columbus until they feel he's ready and that there's a need up here. So, you know, I think once he's ready, he has a resume that would seem to place him up here and be able to help. So I would think 2 weeks at the earliest because he still has time left that they want him to stay in Goodyear. And then I got to believe at least 10 days to 2 weeks worth of games in Columbus. I could be wrong on that, but I think they want him to be able to get into a groove offensively down there and then take it from there.
Rosie, were you surprised to see that a guy like that was still available? I mean, I guess this offseason was just so bizarre and just so strange because there were so many guys kind of like him that were available and that were never signed or at least weren't signed until very late. But it just struck me as a little odd to see a guy like that was still available into the season.
You know what? Based on the offseason, I'm not surprised. You're right. There were so many in his spot that either got contracts extremely late or didn't get contracts at all. And I don't think I am really surprised at where he's at in terms of having to sign late. And more power to the Indians for following up. Apparently, Edwin Encarnacion encouraged the front office to take a look at him. They're fairly close. So they did and came away impressed. I talked to Chris Antonetti over the weekend, and he said when they had some people go down and watch him work out and put him through his paces, they came away pretty impressed with some of the work he had done and the condition that he was in.
And I think one of the things that certainly makes him even more valuable is the fact that he can play every outfield spot. And I guess that's my next question with Melky Cabrera. If he progresses the way they expect him to over the next 2 or 3 weeks, where do you think he fits best here? Because it doesn't seem like he'd play much center field with Rajay Davis and Zimmer playing out there. And, I mean, of course, Michael Brantley, with the exception of the one off day he takes a week to keep his ankle healthy, obviously he's not going to play in left field. Does that mean he primarily works with the rotation in right?
Well, that would seem to be the case because I think you're right on center and left field being taken. and I think they're happy with what they have there. But so yeah, you would look at right field, maybe DH occasionally. But these, you know what, Bull, these things have a way of working themselves out somehow, some way. 2-3 weeks, whatever it is from now, if he's showing that he can play, somehow it'll work itself out. It always seems to.
Sure, and they'll find a spot for him. Look, and obviously if he's hitting well and he's playing well defensively, they'll find a spot for him somewhere out there, no question about that. Well, you know, I mentioned a lot's gone down since we last spoke. I think the day after we spoke, unfortunately, Andrew Miller tweaked his hamstring. Any idea how much time he's going to miss? And I know, look, the beauty of baseball is that in April we have a tendency to overreact to everything. And, you know, yesterday, reading social media, people overreacted to quite a bit, and it was a win for crying out loud. But people are talking about missing Andrew Miller and all that sort of thing. You know, with a guy like Andrew Miller, I think we know just how valuable he is, but I don't think we totally grasp just how valuable he is until we get into the postseason. It was a hamstring tweak, so it didn't seem like anything major. You think that Terry Francona and company might keep him on the DL just a little bit longer as a precaution?
They'll bring him back when he's ready, and you know, they're not going to rush him back, but they'll, when he's ready to come back, he'll come back. And it could be as early as this weekend in New York, because he certainly seems to be making great progress, just watching some of the stuff that he's been able to do here this week when the team's been at home. And, you know, in the meantime, if there's ever a time of year not to have him, this would be it. Because you're putting people in positions to show what they can do. Has it gone well? I don't think you would say yes. There have been struggles. But you know what? You got to keep, I think it's important to keep giving pitchers those opportunities at this time of year, because it's a great opportunity to find out about certain guys that might not have been put in those positions in the past. And now's the time to do that, to find out what you really need as you get deeper into the season and then hopefully make a postseason run.
Rosie, we'll end on this. I know a lot of folks are very intrigued with the status of Giovanni Urshela and Ryan Merritt, for that matter, and I think the timeline with those guys continues to pop up. If I'm not mistaken, the Indians have a little bit more time to work with Ryan Merritt, but the clock is ticking on Giovanni Urshela. What's the situation with him? The Indians still have a little bit of time. Do they have about a week or so left before they have to make a decision on Urshela?
It's coming at the end of this week. They'll need to make some sort of decision. So, you know, I'm sure that's something that they've given a lot of thought to already. It's basically you're choosing who's going to be your utility infielder. Will it be Urshela when he's healthy, or do they continue on with Eric Gonzalez? And that's the call. I don't know. You know, there's been no indication as to whether they're leaning one way or the other. Urshela showed a ton of versatility this spring, and he tore the cover off the ball, but Gonzalez has done a decent job since he's been up here. So who knows? I mean, it's your 24th or 25th guy on your roster. So I don't know how much impact it would have one way or another, but whoever they choose, you just want to make sure that they catch the ball well when they get the chance to play, and that they're effective enough where they can give the Lindors, Kipnis, Ramirez, the occasional day off. That's the most important thing.
Good deal. Well, you mentioned it. The decision is probably coming at the end of the week. That'll certainly give us something to talk about when we do this again next week. Rosie, I know you're slammed, so I certainly appreciate the time as always, and we look forward to speaking with you again next week.
You got it, Bull. Thanks.
Thank you. Again, that's Jim Rosenhaus with the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. Our conversations with Rosie are brought to you by Erie Burger Company. You can find Erie Burger Company in the Avon Lake Town Center right off Walker Road. Try a burger made with local grass-fed beef. They've got a wide variety of different sandwiches for you to choose from. They've got awesome fresh-cut fries. Make sure you visit Erie Burger Company. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We will return with more after this on AM 930. WEOL.